this, again, I think these moral and societal and civil issues are the most important ones confronting all of us. All of this obsession with the personality of the presidency and the personality of Ocasio-Cortez and all this other crap is just that. It's a bunch of crap. First of all, it's not going to get anyone any closer to heaven. Second of all, it's not going to address the principal problems that we have. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a society that is on the precipice of actually succeeding in the most grand yet diabolical social experiment in the history of the human race. We're actually on the precipice of having inverted the genders. This is why there's so much confusion out there. Little girls thinking they want to be little boys. Well, look at the boys running around today, and you go like, well, there's not much difference between the two. Why not? Besides, it's an awesome hobby, even though it's not. We're on the precipice of actually having achieved. Now, it will be an ephemeral victory if you're on the side of, well, I'm so glad that happened, or if you're a member of Al-Qaeda and you think that victory is at hand. You don't defy the natural order and the natural law in a long term. Your victory is going to be ephemeral, short. Here's the bitch of it for you and the rest of us. The payback for it and to fix it comes at an enormous cost. You want to talk about societal upheaval. You know, these people that write these dystopian novels about what life is going to be like after the nukes are dropped and after the Chinese or the Russians or the Ruskies or whoever bomb us and what have you. I think they have the wrong weapon, but I think that they're largely correct. This is a bomb. This story is a bomb. It, as a matter of fact, this story has more potential to destroy and damage human life than a neutron bomb does. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. On a Tuesday, we are live. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call the program or comment on this, 844-527-8723. So I'm going to come back to French's piece in just a moment here. Let me go back to the American Conservative magazine and throw some more numbers out at you. And another warning. Again, look, Mr. Church, why are you always going to Rod Dreher? Because he's the only one that's writing about this. His instinct is correct. Yeah, I agree with Father Monkeld and all the things he wrote about Rod and his need to stop being a lukewarm ninny. He did. He took a lot of Father Monkeld's advice. Should be praying for Rod to come back to the church. He's a brilliant writer. And that's never been an issue here. So why do I keep going to Dreher? Because he's the only one that cares about this. And I think he's correct. Now, headline at the American Conservative magazine, AmericanConservative.com website. Again, manhood as mental disorder. You heard that right. Manhood as mental disorder. Okay, what's David French's headline? Grown men are the solution, not the problem. Dreher, manhood as mental disorder. Now, that's not Dreher's conclusion. That's what the American Psychological Association has declared in its most recent documents, its most recent policy pronouncements or guidance that they issue to psychologists. Men and masculinity are the problem. So if you look at those two graphs we were just talking about, the people that are behind this aren't finished their destruction. They want your sons, your boys, eliminated. They want them to estrogen up, breast implants, lop their, you know, what's off and what have you here, and become full-on metrosexual, female-looking losers, if not actually try and become females. Who else could be the...